This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Wednesday, December 22, 2021, and these are the headlines. Davao City logged zero COVID-19 cases on Sunday, which was the second time since March 2020. Dr. Michelle Sclosser, City Task Force COVID-19 spokesperson, in an interview with the City Information Office on Monday said, "We have to celebrate little successes like this." The Department of Health Davao COVID-19 Regional Daily Case Bulletin bared that the city has a total of 80 active COVID-19 cases as of December 19, 2021. Of the total 53,874 cases since March 2020, 52,003 have recovered and 1,791 succumbed to the disease. She attributed this milestone to the management of the COVID-19 response and to the multifactorial contribution of all the players in managing COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Task Force Davao has implemented stricter checkpoints and security measures to ensure that Davaoenos will celebrate a safer holiday. This following a Facebook post on the city government page on Tuesday revealing two bomb threats that are currently being investigated by the local security cluster. However, in a phone interview with Colonel Darren Comia denied the bomb threat. "It's a threat in a form of a letter. However, we are on top of the situation. We are currently investigating this matter," he said. "We have already have a lead on the suspect and we have the closed-circuit television footage," Comia said. According to the report, a concerned citizen reported to the authorities when he saw the letter that was placed on a vehicle at San Pedro Square near City Hall on December 20. Also, Comia revealed that last August, the Central 911 also received a threat from an identified caller. He encouraged people to immediately report information to the Task Force Davao hotline numbers, Landline 224-0911, Smart 0999-227-1111, Globe 0917-131-4333. In business, the recent internet outage after Typhoon Odette ripped through parts of the Visayas and Mindanao revealed that telecommunications companies lacked resiliency measures to prevent disruption of internet connectivity in the south. Attorney Samuel Matunog, ICT Davao President, said in a text message on Sunday that the recent internet disruption on the island was by far the most disruptive and costly to the economy of the island. While the immediate cause was a typhoon, he noted that it will only show that telephone companies are not prepared to ensure communication lines and internet access would not be disrupted after the onslaught of a devastating typhoon. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.